They sure you'd Aleph and Taruvas continued. Test Yerhe Tov Shimon Gimel, April 22nd, 1983, on Wednesday continued.
Not one tenth of the times. So the mayor, if he says Stam Shvur Shaleichem, so it means Imah. So it's Chaimal. The Chachamim of Chanachim of the Yachim say that if he gives it the Lashon Hashem, he will spell out Shvur Shaleichem Mashu. So of course everybody will agree. The Rabbanon also that he's Chayim Malkes, because he can ask himself anything. He can think a Shvur as I shouldn't jump. Shvur that I wouldn't jump. If he jumps, he's Chayim Malkes. So if he spells out Shvur Shaleichem Mashu, so he's Chayim Malkes. The Machlech to him, Abakim and Rabbanon is in the case that he tests in Shvur, where he says Stam, Shvur Shaleichem. So Abakim says if he has Stam, if he says Stam, it means it is just as if he spelled out Shaleichem Mashu, then he's Chayim Malkes and Prophet Mikadayis. And Rabbanon say no, Shvur Shaleichem Stam, V'yochal Prophet Mikadayis Prophet. So we prove, I mean, one way to explain, and this is how the Ram explains the Machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva, it's a Machlokes in English. What does it mean? When he says Shvur Shaleichem, does it mean everybody will agree that if he says Shvur Shaleichem, Achir Shokadayim? So of course, if he beats Rasmekadayim, he's not Chayim. Everybody will admit, even the Rabbanon, if he spells out Shvur Shaleichem Mashu, so he's Chayim, if he's Mashu. What you can see is if he says Shvur Shaleichem Stam, so Rabbi Akiva holds it means Mashu, and Rabbi holds it means Kadat. So maybe the Ram says, since we talk like Rabbanon, so Shvur Shaleichem, if he's one thing is Shvur Shaleichem Stam, so then, and he eats heavy Kadayis, or let's say, 4/5 of the Kadayis, less than the Kadayis, he's Potter of Malki. So the Ram says, not only is he Potter of Malkis, he's allowed to eat Potter of Malkis. Because according to Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva, if one says, Shmur Shaleichel, he means, Shmur Shaleichel Lachimo Shein, Shein Yachshemet Lachimo Menatom. What does the Torah consider Lachimo? Kadayis. So maybe so it is just as if he spelled out, Shmur Shaleichel Lachimo, Shol Kadayis. Now, everybody, it's taking Shmur Shaleichel, Achimo Shol Kadayis. Will anybody say he's not allowed to eat less than the Kazayis on the basis of Shir? When he's spelled out, Shmur Shaleichel Kazayis. So it's just as someone took a Shmur that I wouldn't jump 10 times a day. But 9 times a day, I can jump. So, of course, he's allowed to jump 9 times. This is not what he asked. He only asked jumping 10 times. So the Ram says, if he says, since we pass like Rabbanon, so when someone says Shvur Shaleichem Stam, so it means Achilas Shel Kazayis, so less than a Kazayis if he eats Potter of Malkes, and he's Mutal Chatchile to eat less than a Kazayis. The Rambam says, Perzalet Milch Shvuyes, Aloha Aloha, Mishel Ishta Shaleich Al Hanim Klum, Viochal Pochet Shel Kazayis Potter, Shein Achilo Pol Kazayis, Vareyu, Keichel Chotzi Shiyo, So he's able to eat the rice of Chotishio, also not able. The Gemara learns it out from Kol Chelev. So the Ram Shvuyes says that it's strange, the Ram Shvuyes. What is Chotishio doing here? With Shvuyo. What bearing does Chotishio also not have upon Shvuyo? Shvuyo, so the Aloche Shvuyes is whatever is Nishba, not to do, that's what is order. The question is, what does it mean, Shvur Shaleichem? According to the Rabbanon, Shvur Shaleichem means Achil Zayis. So suppose someone would say, Shvur Shaleichem, Kohakika. So that means, heavy kikir I can eat up, but I'm not allowed to eat the whole kikir. And according to the Rabbanon, Shaleichem means Achil Shaltero, Kazayis. So where's the Kazayis in it? How can it be out there? So one thing is clear, that can be deduced from this number. That the Rambam says that not only the Chotishio is a new Nisa, and it's a Nisa from the first Batero, that we know, but even as a new Nisa, and it's not a Nisa Proti, It is a problem. It's not I'm not allowed to eat the Chotzika Bayis Mevilei because of Mishan Mevilei. I'm not allowed to eat the Chotzika Bayis Mevilei because the Kazayis of Mevilei is Osea. So Mevilei, any Chotzi Shiru of the Dover Osea, it's Osea. So whether one eats a Chotzi Kazayis Mevilei or Chotzi Kazayis of a Tomei Neisea, because of a Chorob, is the same Isa. So Mevilei, since it's a Misa problem, since he did Asar Achille, so Mele Mishad Nisa Ol Chilev is not allowed to eat a Chotzi Shiur of the thing that he's also for. So that's a high point that the Shikas Rambam means not only that Chotzi Shiur does not involve the regular Nisa, the regular law, it's a new Nisa, but even as a new Nisa it's a Chotzi, it's a Nisa for. So that's why Shikas Rambam means order that the Nisa of Tamkic, in order that the Tamkic should take effect. So first, the new Nisa of Mishasana Leishte, which is a Nisrachile, and the Nisa of Leishte, why is a Nisrachile? And what does it mean a Nisrachile? A Nisrachile means only an Achil of Kadais, Kadais or Sea of Revis, whatever. An Achil of Kadais. And even though Chotzi Shiur is also not over that, that's a Nisa Shem Yufoj Beteiro. It's not a regular Nisa. It's not a regular Isar of Hele, it's not a regular Isar of Nevele, it's not a regular Isar of Dam, it's not a regular Isar of Nozir, but it's a new Isar, and the new Isar is not even an Isar Proti, it's an Isar Proti. So insofar as the Isar Proti is concerned, so if there cannot be a Tziruf of Kazayis, so that means that the new Yisra of Mishra Zanam and Yish, they cannot take it back. Vashemik in the Raide is Chilka and Rambam. And the Raide holds, like the other Vashem, that in case of Shittis, in case to the contrary, that the Aloche of Chotzi Shiur was not all means, that the whole Aloche of Shiurim is a prerequisite in Nomshim. But insofar as the love of the Sefer Chomei is concerned, so there is no prerequisite of Shuli. So, according to the Raive, if somebody eats a Chotzi Kazayis Mevele, so he's even not a new Yisra. He's even the same Yisra. But there is no Malkes. There is no Malkes. So Mevele, so the Raive can also agree with the Lomdes, that the Chaim says in the Rambam, that actually there should be people brought. But since there is a new Yisra of Yisra of Yisra, so it's Osea, so that precludes Bito. But according to the Rambam, in order that the new Yisra should be Chal, the new Ram of Yisra of Yisra should be Chal, so there must be a possibility of realizing an Achille in the time. Only if it's Kadai with Achille's Pras. But that's the Rambam which it also said, that if there is if it's a Chotzi Shiur, so then it's not even the love of the Sechot on the Velo, or the love of Chile. Masha'im can according to Raide, even if he eats a Chotzi Shiur, it's even the same love, but it's only two of Omshin. So, Tam Kikya, the news of Tam Kikya does not depend upon three of Omshin, upon Omshin. So, the Velo, the Raide Chikin, alright, that's, so, we can say the same one this in the Raide. Now, there is another point in the Rambam, in Chometz Matzah, which is very special. Now, so the Rambam passed it, the Macholes Asures, that if one was married, Chilev with Chrissi, and if it Kazali with Achilas Pras, so then he's Lekka and Chilev. Then he's Lekka and Chilev. And there is Chometz also. So the question is, the Rambam passed it. The Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs has two separate laws. One law is Lo Yochel Chometz. That's the Pasuk. Thank you. Shmoyse Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. Vayila Ben Shalom. Zocher es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yitzos El Mitzrayim Yisavoli Ki Bechizek Yod Hitzi Hashem Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim Velu Yochel Chametz. That's one line. Then there is another line also in the Bori called Machmetzes Lo Yisrael. Shmoyse Beis Pasuk Chol Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisrael Bechayim Mishviseichem Pilekumah. Then there is a third law in Rei, Rivov. There are three separate laws in the Mi and Alav. The Zabach, the Pesach, HaShem, the Kech, the Tzim, the Boko, the Amok, the Mashiach, the Shem, the Shakim, the Shom. Lo Yiseich HaLolot Chomet. Shiva Shiom in Tech Lolot Masis. So the Rambam in the Mi and Alav in Tikva Mitzvahs mentions three separate laws in regard to Chometz. The law of the Yochel Chometz in Shmoyis Yudhimu Hoshi Gimu Shmechit Kodim Tzalishem Eschad Mizeh of Yochel Chometz, and then the second law in Shmoyis Yudhimu and the third law we go in Rei of the Sikh of Chometz. So the law of the Yochel Chometz in Shmoyis Gimel is expressive of the general Yisrael of Chometz. Chometz where? Forbidden bread and cakes. So it's a law for which there is chometz. If somebody eats bread and cakes, and Pesach itself, so then he's in the love of the Yochel Chometz. And it's high cost. The love of Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisrael is expressive of the Nisya against the eating Tarubes Chometz. What does Tarubes Chometz mean? According to the Rambam, Tarubes Chometz, if Chometz was desired with non Chometz, and the world is non Chometz, but it's in the ratio of Kazayi Lachios Pas. That's Tarubes Chometz. According to the Ramban, the Raivet, so the law of Chometz is expressive of the Nisya against Tarubes Chometz, but when there is no Kadai Lachilas Pras, just start of Chometz. And according to the Ramban, if there is no Kadai Lachilas Pras, then there is no Nisya Lachilas altogether. Then it's only also the Rabbanon. But if there is Kadai Lachilas Pras, so then, if he eats Kazai, he's able the law of Chometz, Moisechel. And then the Pasuk in Rei, Vovin, of the Sefer of Chometz is expressive of the Nisya, of eating Chometz then, eating bread, Erech Pesach Lach HaKatzos. Now, suppose one will eat Erech Pesach Lach HaKatzos, Tarubes Chometz, even though there is Kazayu Achilas Rav, then he will not be able to love the Rav. Then it will be only Otsam Ramon. But if he eats on Pesach itself, Tarubes Chometz, Kazayu Achilas Rav, then he is Chayimot. Now the question is this. Now, the Rambam says, when the Chayim Malkes, if he eats Kazayis, the Achilas Pras, am Pesach itself, the Tarubes Chometz, Kazayis, the Achilas Pras, so it's Chayim Malkes covers now. So the question is, first of all, and why is the Chayim Malkes covers now? Because the Rambam passes like for the Reza, not like the Rambam. So the Amoy also passes like for the Reza. But the question is, the Rambam in Machalot Asuras says, now in Machalot Asuras, that no Isurim, let's say Chelet. So if it's not Kadai Lechelas Pras, then it's only Osam Rabban. If there is Kadai Lechelas Pras, it's Chai Malkin, it's Chai Tov. And by Chelet, no Isurim, there is no special law. Still it's Chelet. So why by Chometz? So he's only Chelet Malkin, and not Kov. Because if there is no Kadai Lachilas Pras, so then he's not even a love the rice, a conqueror. So only when there is Kadai, but when there is Kadai Lachilas Pras, so then a conqueror Rambam, the halacha is that the new Yisya of Mishkat Adonai in the Yishke takes effect, and that precludes Bittul. So if it precludes Bittul, so the Mele, his Chai Malkes and his Chai Kores, his Chai everything, and here the Rambam says, that if he eats Kadai Lachilas Pras, he's only Chayim Malkes, Kores not. And Malkes is Chayim only because he passes like Rav Lezer, even not according to Rav Lezer. That's the strange thing in the Rambam. But there is one difference. Let's see when the Rambam mentions the halacha of Kadai Yechel Ashras in Macholas Asur. This is one thing that the Chaim doesn't discuss in the Rambam Shite in Tanki. He doesn't discuss it also. Now the Rambam says the same. Perek Tesvot, Nihilchet Machot Asur, as Alok Aleph, Alok Atreis, Alok Atreis, דובו עושה שניסה לדבר מותמים ושמימי איתי לסיתה ומימי אישי אפשר למה תלכת ליפות על דרוב קיצה חלב הקורי שנוכל לסך הדריסים ונימו אחר כאל תיארים לסך דריסים אם בניב צלם תמחי לבד ומיתו וניב צלם תמחי לבד ואוי בממושי על האסור עם התאו ניב צלם תמתן ואוי בממושי על האסור עם דריסים קיצה כממושי כאישו יום יחידות כזיים וחוב שום ישבי צלם לדבר יבוך העונה דריסים האלה כי שלוש ביצים הויו ויש בן כזייס נחילה ולהיקה שערי תואם ולמצא וממושי קיים So the Rambam says when is the leike and there it means not on the leike in connection with chile you probably the high cholesterol so only if you ate the whole pras all the shop is baked so then he ate a kazayis of the chilek itself, of the chilek itself, then he's like it. But suppose the tarubes is in the ratio of kazayis of the achilas pras according to the Rambam, it's in the ratio of 1 to 9 of it. In the ratio of kazayis of the achilas pras, and he just ate one kazayis. Is it high malchus? No, because if it's in the ratio of 1 to 9, so if he's one kazayis of the total tarubes. So how much of the chilek does he eat? 1/9 of the kazayis. How can the chilek know? You see, because the Rambam Shit is not like Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam Shit is the Tam Shit clarifies that to hear to for heter is nefach lisa. The Rambam Shit is there is no aloha of heter nefach lisa. So the heter remains heter. But the aloha of Tam Shit is the Tam Shit is us. Nemele, it prevents people. It recruits people and the heretofore Israel. So the heretofore Israel remains ourselves. So Nemele, if there is Kazai the first class, if it's in the ratio of 1 to 9, so, but he eats only one Kazai's. So how much of the Israel, which remains Israel, we need? 1/9 of the Kazai's, how can it be higher? Malkes. So then you'll be able to be Israel of Chotzi Shios Nato. In such a case, according to Rambam. But he will not be able the love of Achilas Chayre. That he will not be able the love of Achilas Chayre. Mashim King. So in the Haname, the Rambam will be made by Chometz. Similarly, by Chometz, if Chometz will be Nisarik with non-Chometz, and it will be the ratio of Kazai with Achilas Paz, 1 to 9, and he'll eat up in the time element, in 9 minutes, assuming that this is the time limit. So we eat up the whole tarubes, all the kibbutz beitzim, then we'll be chayav malkes, we'll be chayav kores, and he'll be chayav malkes and chayav kores, not only according to Rabbi Ezer, even according to Rabbi Ezer, like Shoyzu. But when the Rambam says that when there is kazayu yachilas pras, So he's Chayiv Malkis, and not Kores. And Malkis is Chayiv only because he passes like a Lezer, but according to Rabbanon, he must be Chayiv Malkis. Even if he did Kalechel's class, the Rambam doesn't say that, the Rambam doesn't take reference to the case or eat up all the Gimel Beitzim. Let's see Rosh the Rambam. In Perikalev Nuch Esom Tzematzo Halok Ebor. In Chayiv in Kores Allah אבל אם חמישים קוץ רבב ומשך הרמות בכל הדין הוא הם מדבורים שהחומץ מורבן אם אוכלו מפסח לא יקה זה עם קורא של בכל מחמץ ולשחילו ומדבור אמורים לשוח את הזייס חומץ ויסייך את הרובס ברבי אכילו השומש ביצים so he doesn't say במדבור אמורים בשביל אוכל כל את הרובס he says במדבור אמורים בשביל אוכל כזייס חומץ ויסייך את הרובס In other words, there is a new share of Tahuneh and there is a new love called Machmetzes Lishachayim. So we have two love Machmetzes. One love is in Yudimu of Shemes. Pasik Dalet, Lo Yochel Chomets, that means Chomets Ve'en, and there is Chomets Ve'en. And then is in Shemes Yudbeis, Pasik Chom, Kol Mahmetzes Lo Zechilu, Tahubes Chomets. So, Tahubes Chomets also has a Shem Chomets. But it's a separate Shem Chomets. It's not Chomets Ve'en, there are two types of Chomets. There is Chomets Ve'en, and there is the Chomets of Tahubes Chomets. So when the Rambam says "Bamelva Anuvim Bishochal Kazayis Chomets B'Sech Tavubes," he means a Kazayis Chomets of the Tavubes Chomets. What does it mean, Kazayis Chomets of Tavubes Chomets? What does Tavubes Chomets mean? If it's in the ratio of 1 to 9 of Kazayis B'Sech Chomets Beitzi, so then he's late in a table, even though he didn't eat up because of the halach of Tam Tijitia. So since Tam Tijitia takes effect, so that precludes people. If it precludes people, it's not in Tavodes Chomets. It's not in Tavodes Chomets. It's Chomets Ve'en. If there is no people, so it's Chomets Ve'en if there is no people. So it's Chomets Ve'en. But if he doesn't eat a Kazayis of the year to four Chomets, but he eats only a Kazayis of the Tahubes. So actually, of the Chomets, he ate only 1/9 of the Kazayis. So in Kolatel Kule, he'll only be there the special Isser of Chotishios Matoro, which is in Isser Shemufurish Batemo. There is certainly no Malkes. Masheiki Machomets, there is a Chidesh, because there is a new love of Kol Machetes Lusakim. So that's the, I'm sure that this is the Pshat in the Rambam. Alright, this is the Rambam Shite in Chomets. Now, so, now we have to proceed in the Mechaba. The other Rambam really has to do with the less seed to be seen as I said. Now, we left off. Seed Dalet. Ise Hashem is Vashel in Heta. Akilo Makire. Vihushole. Vizoke. So, Shishin can get Kobe Ise. מפני שלא יודעים כמה יוצא ממנו. לפי חוק המבשר בזרסי סייר שיבשי מו, או יתיך את קפשוליסיה בהתר, צור סבא כנגד כל הדירו, הוא חילג את קומה שתוך עפני הקר, שלא יודעים כמה בורק, בין שאם של חרס, או יהיה יוצא מטרס. So in other words, there is a lot of blie. What does blie mean? If you cook, let's say, easy, I mean, fat, so then the deep and acri absorbs minute particles of the food, of the Yisrael. So in a way, if you are Mibashil, now, the Mahava says, suppose you cook Bosor in a pot, and then you also put in the Haticha of Chayle. Let's say the Haticha of Chayle is a Kazayis. It's Kazayis. And you put in a Haticha of Chayle in the pot that had many Hatichas of Bosor. So, suppose, then, take a look at that, and you see that Hatikha Pchele looks intact, so that looks intact, it has the same appearance. So mainly, all I have to do is just to take out this Hatikha, this ball of Pchele, this Hatikha Pchele, it looks the same. I'll take it out from the path, and the rest of the path I'll eat. You see that it remained intact, apparently, somehow, nothing was nifled from that bowl of chayla. Because it looks the same. No, we can't say that. Because there is a possibility. See, we know that our division, so minute particles of the chticha of the chayla, can be extracted from the chayla and be absorbed by the other chatiches of Boso. So perhaps it was neglect, a substantial portion of the chayla, of the bowl of chayla was neglect, and that was absorbed by the chatiches of Boso. So then you ask, but I can see that this chichal chayyeh, I'll weigh it, I'll put it on scales, I'll weigh it, I'll see it stays the same way. So then we can be sure that should be proof that nothing was nitwet. So then we shouldn't require shishim. No, we can't rely on that. By weighing, let's say, suppose we weigh the chichal chayyeh before you put it in the pot, and then half an hour later you take it out, you put it on scales, and it weighs the same thing, the same thing. So shouldn't there be a raya that nothing was in the cloud? So maybe the rest of the data should be mutabachila. No, we can't say that, because there is a possibility. Whether it's probable or not probable is not important, as long as it's possible. So we cannot be made here. There is a possibility. Now, in order to be bottled, so there must be 61 measures in total, altogether. So in other words, one measure of Issa and 60 measures of Ekta. But suppose there is one measure of Issa and 59 measures of Ekta, so then we cannot be sure that there is no time. Maybe there is time. So there is a possibility that 59 60ths of this bowl of Chayyeh was nifbat. And why was it to have the same way? It was replaced. So 59 60ths of this kazayis of chayyeh came out, was niflat from this kazayis chayyeh, and it was absorbed by the other hatiches of bosa and gedera. So then it should weigh just one, it should have 1/60th of its original weight. How is it we put it on scales and it has the same weight? No, there is a possibility that 59 60ths of the kazayis of the chayyeh were niflat from this kazayis of chayyeh. And that was absorbed by the chtichas bosa in the deire. But then the chtichas bosa in the deire was paying 59 60ths of the kazayis of bosa. And the 59 60ths of the kazayis of bosa that was niflat from the chtichas of the bosa was absorbed by the heretofore chayyeh. So really, in the end, it has the same weight, but it's no raya that nothing was nifled. This is the halacha that the Chacham mentions. Yisrael shenitvashu in heta, akinu makirei v'ushol, v'zorkei, tzor shishi kenegi for Yisrael, v'kni shonu yedim, she'enu yedim kama yitzim heta. So you say, but we don't know, we waited before we dropped the kadai chayyeh, and we ate it half an hour later, it has the same weight. No, that's no raya. Mishinon Yehim kama yeltsom enenu. Vifichu hamvashiru. So then, not only in respect to the article, even in respect to his spoon, in respect to his form, in respect to his label, we apply the same principle. Vifichu hamvashiru. Bidei rasisa shibaseimo, oi teich et kapshon isa, beheter, so ichsameach, כי נגד כל הגדירו, וכי נגד כל מה שתוכב מהקה, שאינו נהיים כמו בורו. Now suppose you drop a kazayis of chayyeh in a pot, and then it was cooked for an hour in that pot. Then, after an hour, you take it out, it looks the same. It looks the same. Now, in the pot, so there was no shishi, 60 measures of heter, נגד the kazayis of chayyeh. So then you should say, why should I be able to use the pot? After all, we see that this kazayis of chayyeh, it still has the same weight. So how could it be nibla the kazayis? How could it be nibla in the deire? What we see, it looks intact. The answer is no. There is a possibility that 59 60ths of this kazayis was nivlah in the soup, in the other tiches of heter that warm the bear, in the bear, and 59 60ths of the kazayis of heter that was in the bear was also nivlah from the bear, and it was absorbed by this chticha of chayyeh. So Mimele, it has the same weight. So Mimele, if the heter, the other chtiches and the soup in the Bera did not have 60 measures as against this kazayis of chayyeh, so the Bera is also, because we don't know how much the deal of Galea. Maybe the deal of Galea, the whole Kazans. I mean, almost the whole Kazans. 59-68 of the Kazans of the Chil. So, Uchineged Komashi Tochat Makat, Shinoniyim Kamogole, Vinshalchei Cheres, Uishalei Tzoymatres. Now, at this point, the Rebbe is Chil. The Rashbon, the Rasabadis, mentions in the name of the Rebbe, there is a distinction between a capsule Cheres and a capsule Matres. The Rebbe is made. The thief, let's say, a certain cap. If, let's say, you have the Kazayis of Chilev in the pot, and then that Kazayis of Chilev was stirred in a ladle in the cup, that Kazayis of Chilev, so even though you see that the Kazayis of the Chilev is still intact, so, but if it's a cup shall have an earthenware ladle, so then it's also it becomes contaminated. Machine came the right place. If it is a capsule mattress you can realize a hadolim mattress. So mainly it's possible to determine how much was nibla. How much is nibla? Since you can perform certain experiments. And in cheres you cannot perform experiments. Because hatevo yidua of the cheres and yesim devio elam. So how can you determine how much was nibla? Because no matter how much you are magre, so you are magil, how much you are magil, you still cannot extract everything. Mashaikin matres, so you can extract everything. So mele, if a kazayis of chile, was cooked in a pot, or in a certain ladle, so then we can be aiming how much the crucial matres was the way. But that's the sheet of the Ravid, but we don't pass the light Ravid. So that's why Mahava says, Chirunid in Kamabola in Vinci in Fahares or Isamakas, Ubilbab, Shedera, Uritikas Eish, Chos Abdil, Ileches, the whole Akri, Aval, Uritikas, the Liche, a Nibla, the Kri, Raki, the Kri, Vinzoi, Hushai, Raki, the Kri. So that's another Aloha, that's to do that we learned in Miliche. In other words, Miliche, if it's not in the Rosh Hashanah, so the maximum that of the Miliche, a killer can be the Leah, is only killer. Unless...
It's not.
Unless it's Shomeh. Unless it is Shomeh, it's the Rosh Hashanah, so then it's not a killer. Alright. V'yeish mi shemach mi me'kab shal matres la'atz lich samach mene v'kul. Adil v'yich mi's el mixas mishim v'lcham mikzos echam kol. That's the sheet of Hazmet Pah. But the first portion of the Mechaber is that we do not say Chamish Tos HaChamkos. Let's say, suppose, this is the label. And the label, and this is the label that is thrust in the pot. And then there is a Kazayis of Chelo that was placed in the label. In the place in the ladle. So the ladle was only in that part of the ladle, but this part of the ladle was not inside the pot. That was outside the pot. So, according to the first notion of Mechaber, now, if, let's say, a kazayis of chilev, was put in the ladle, and we don't know how much that ladle was the layer of the chilev, we don't know, so we have to the maximum. So what is the maximum? The value of that portion of the label in which the chilev, the chichas chilev, was placed. But, so suppose the volume of the label is 5 zesim. The volume of the label is 5 zesim. And the chichas chilev was placed. The volume of the portion of the ladle in which that was inside the pot, but so is 5 zesim. So then we only require shishim against the five zesi of the portion of the label that is inside the path. But the other part of the label that is outside the path, so that is not. So we say, according to the first portion, that the label could not be nikwa here. It could only be nikwa here, because this is outside the path. Hashem came on the parrot says, no, in matres, in view of the fact that metal is a heat conductor, so the male will say, so as long as one portion of the ladle is inside the pot, and the pot is being cooked on fire, so the male will consider even the bulk of the ladle that is outside the pot is not on fire, also is being cooked. Because by matres we apply the principle of ham miktose ham kule, because metal is a heat conductor. So these are the two sheets. Vinei agim kisvoro v'shem. In other words, even though metal is a heat conductor, so, but there is a limit. It doesn't mean just because you have a big bar of metal, and then one end of the bar of metal will be placed in the fire. So then, let's say, it's 10 feet long, the bar of metal. So does it mean since metal is a heat conductor, and if this bar of metal, let's say here there is the furnace, and you put one edge of the bar of metal in the fire, does it mean that I'll get burned if I hold the other end? There is a limit, even though metal is a heat conductor. So the Sforo Rishena is that we do not say in regard to matres, so if, let's say, just half of the cup is in the path, is inside the path, so then we require shishi, maybe the volume of that half of the label that is inside the path. But we do not require shishi, maybe the whole label, because there is a limit in hamishtose hampule. Vinei agim kisvavishim. וכל ניסה שנבעת הוא בשישים, אם מכיר את צורך ונציר למישור, אבל גם דיבור נסבור פרוטיים לי בשישים, ולא חיים נופל חיים לבשיח התאפשיר, ונסבור פרוטיים לי בשישים, צורך נית משמיים ציינים, וטבע אחיל את בהקפי, ורוצת למעלו, על המים, ויסרם למישור, ומאחר דרך של הסירי, עד וכי למכיר, וצורך לסיר למישור. נבו את זה בצניקה ליסה, there is no difference. So Rambo says, not only בצניקה ליסה, but if, with little effort, with little tirche, it's possible to separate the isa from the heter, so it's considered as if it's already nikar isa. So in other words, if chile fell into tapshir, and there is a simple way, it is the simple way of separating, of manipulating, then the chile should solve a ball by pouring cold water into the tapshir. So then the chile will solve a ball. So the melee, even though right now he didn't pour cold water, so I don't know where the hair is. I can't see the hair. But since with little effort, so it's possible to separate and identify, earmark the nisa from the head there, so maybe it's considered like weaker nisa, so no people is how on this hair. Nisa shmit batu bidei obi, siro bishom, ונופל ידי רע אחרס, צורך לר זה מלבט רבישי שנגד כולי, וכן ראי לו, אבל מנופל ידי רע משאינו, ביסיומי, עם צורך רק שישי עם אחת כנגדי. Now this is a big finish. Now, the first two דינים that I'm going to see. One דין לחומרה and one דין לקורה. The דין לחומרה is, suppose it has a echtiche or it has a lis of chile, fell into pot number one. And then you took it out after being cooked for half an hour, you took out the cup, and it looks intact. So and then the same chatiche, after you took it out from pot number one, it fell into pot number two. So we don't say now we want to doubt it. Now we said before that in the chatalis of chile fell into the path, and if there are no six exesim in the path, negative kazayis of chile, even though the kazayis of chile looks intact, So then we are not allowed to eat the food of the faction. Why? Because we are assuming the possibility that perhaps, even though it looks intact, but actually 59 zensim of 59 sixtieths of the kazalis of the chelev was niflat from the chelev. And it fell into the pot, it was absorbed by the pot, by the tapshel in the pot. So why does it still have the same size? Because maybe 59 sixtieths of the kazalis of the bosom, the tapshel was niflat, and it was absorbed by the chelev chelev. So that's why it has the same weight. So in other words, we are assuming that in spite of the fact that the Chatiche looks intact, that 59 sixtieths of that Chatiche was nifla, and even though it has the same weight, so that's because it was replaced by 59 sixtieths of the kazalis of the bosa that it absorbed. So maybe it should follow that if the same Chatiche that looks intact fell into pot number two, so then we shouldn't require shishi negative kazayitz, but we should only require shishi. We should only require shishi negative 1/60 of the kazayitz, because the 59 sixtieths of the kazayitz remain in this pot. The answer is no. We only say that we are chichish. We anticipate that possibility with Humpet, but not has been shown that we should assume that we could. So this is the first. In such an impact, if they will be so be shown, we know that the Racher is so far the whole battery, we should have it Kulei, we can lay on. So in other words, so we say that the Kulei, we don't assume that practically the whole Chatiche is Mitva and fell into the path. No, but we anticipate the possibility. No, maybe very little of this Chatiche was Mitva. And the bulk of the Chatiche of the Chelev remained intact. So anyway, when the same Chatiche falls into path number two, we must have 16 sensim in path number two. So then, what then he mentions it correctly? But suppose this Kichot Chelev, that as a Kazayitz fell into path number one, then remain there. Then after 5 minutes you took it out and it looked at that. And then it fell again into the same path. So one could argue that here too, we should require now not 60 zensim in the tafshir, in order that the tafshir should be in the machilah, but 120. I mean, there is an argument, one could argue that way, with good logic. Why? Because he could say as follows, just as in the case of two pots. So, we say we require shishim in each part. So in the case of the same part, we should require 120 zensim in the tafshir, in order to do the tafshir, because of the possibility, maybe it was not nifla, and maybe it was nifla, but it still remained. Now, so the halacha is no. Here we only require shishi machas kamedim, only 60 zensim in the tafshir, not 120. Why? Because here. So I mean, let's explain it. So according to the Shita of the Mechaber, that we do not say Chtichanas Chvedei by Shorisui, only by Bosa Becholot, so then we understand the second deal. It's very simple. Because here, Mimonepshach, it's Muta. Because either it fell twice, so it's possible, there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the first time, when this Chtichan fell in and was here for 5 minutes, so nothing was nifla. It doesn't mean that every time a chticha sisa falls into a boiling pot that it's nifla. So one possibility is nothing was nifla. If nothing was nifla, so later, the first time when this chticha fell from me, the tafshir didn't come up, because nothing was nifla. But the second time it falls in, then it was nifla. So there is shishi. So, what is the other possibility? what is that possibility? Maybe the first time it was Mitra. The first time the bulk of the Chayyim was Mitra. So Mele, if the first time the bulk of the Chayyim was Mitra, so the second time it falls in, it was Tet Chayyim. So why should we buy 120 Xerisi? So we monitor that. That is why they call it the Sheet of the Mechaber. That Aloha of Tichanas Nevele doesn't apply to Shomson. But the question is, there are more passages in Tarubes and Dosham Cholot that the Aloha of Tichanas Nevele applies to Shomson too. So then the question arises against Ramo. Why does Ramo say, no fountain of the shame of his body in Sol Shishim? We only require 60 Xenzi. Was replaced by 5968 of because I of us. But since 168 still of the Chilev remained, so when 5968 of the Kazai is combined in that Hatiche with 168 of the Kazai of Chilev, not 61, so it's still, so that 168, the remnant, 168 of the Kazayis that combined with 5968 of Boso, it was capable of giving a time in the whole Hatiche. So it's the Chalas of Nevele. Then it became, so all the 60 years of the Kazayis became a Chalas of Nevele. Because the Chalas of Nevele, then the second time when it falls in, so a new Kazayis of Chalas. Because of the Chalas of Nevele. So that the Kasha that the crazy asks against the Ramo. So the Hashulchan says, in other words, according to Mechaber, there is no difficulty, because according to Mechaber, there is no Aloche of Tichanas Nevele by Shom Yisuri. So Mele, if the first time when it fell in, so 59 60 years of the Kazayis of Chelef was Nifra, and it was replaced by 5968 of Kazayis of Boso. So true, this Hatiche is also, because there is 1/60 of the Kazayis of Chelev in that Hatiche. But the moment it falls in again, we only require Shishim negative the original Isa, not Shishim negative the whole thing, because we don't say Tichanas Nevele. But the point of Ramo that we say Tichanas Nevele, so assuming that 5968 of the Kazayis of the Chelev was Nifla and was replaced by 5968 of the Kazayis of Boso, so Mele, the remaining 1/60 of the Kazayis of the Chelev was able to give a tab in the whole Hatiche. So the whole Hatiche, all the 60/60 of the Kazayis became an entity of Chelev. So Mele, we should require another Shishi. That's the kasha that the Kreis of Plensi raises against Ramo. So the Hashem says, inasmuch as the halacha of Tichanas Nevele, according to the Ram, who says that Tichanas Nevele applies to Shom Yisuri, is only with Rabbanon, because in the Raise we do not take the Krasim there, but it's only in the Rabbonon. So if there is a Machlokes B'Sheim, where they live in the Rabbonon, we say, Chtirche Nash is the Rabbonon. So in the case where the same Chtirche felt wise into the Rabbonon, we don't have to the Chetshish so much for the Rabbonon. After all, it's a remote possibility. The Chetshish may be the first time when the Chtirche of the Chetshish fell in, so 59, 60 years of the Chtirche was Nifa. And was absorbed by the tapshul of the bosom, and 59, 60 years of the kazayus of the bosom was lifted from the bosom, and it was absorbed by this heretofore hatikha of chaimet. So the melee became a chetzovisa. But we don't know whether it happened. So there are so many snakes. So anyway, we don't have to be mad. If you do a kamo way, say a kini kat kadosha. Oy shein a basiri moshe liyabo. U bolo kazay ischele. U kazay ischolo. Kazay ischolo. Barakach liyabo de roshon boso. Here it's holo. Not here. U bolo kazay ischolo. Barakach liyabo de roshon boso. E itzomi chavo samach ribati la kazay ischebolo. ולהבחינו גם בקליך תכנס לבינו, אפילו אם נראה בישר, אבל כפישון, ובסיימו נשאר לחולו, לכל מה שבו לו, נעשי יישר, ולהבחינו כמה בו לו. Now, this is the שיטה of the רשבו. Then, the שיטה of the רמבניס, ושאימא, שגם גוזו אין צורך המסמך לבטל הכזי שבו לו. So there is a מחלקס, it's a very basic מחלקס. Between the Rajbo and the Rambam. Now, there is a halacha of Tichanas Dreyer. So, Machlekes, the shame means whether Tichanas Dreyer tries to show the truth. But certainly, that it was the whole of it applies. That's according to everybody. Why was it the whole of it? What does it mean, Tichanas Dreyer, that was the whole of it? Suppose you have nine Xenzi of bosom, cooking in the pot. Nine zeisim of bosom cooking in the pot. Then the kazayis of olives is poured into the pot. So nine zeisim of bosom absorb one kazayis of olives. Together, in total, we have 10 zeisim. A value, a size of 10 zeisim. Nine zeisim bosom and one kazayis of olives. Now, the nine days in Bosor, originally, was he there? No, it was at the moment. The Kazayis of Olo, originally, was he there? Of course, at. But when the two were cooked together, then it became a new entity of Bosor and Olo. Because the Kazayis of Olo gave a time of Olo in the Bosor. So, mainly, it's a new entity, a 10 days entity of Bosor and Olo. It's not Bosor, it's not Olo, it's Bosor and Olo. So that's the definition of Bosor Chol. Because the Bosor by itself originally was Eta. The Chol by itself originally was Eta. Now this combination, this synthesis of nine zeis in Bosor, combining with one kazayis of Chol, to the extent that the kazayis of Chol gave it up Chol in the Bosor, so that affected this entity of Bosor Chol. So what kind of an entity of Issa do we have? We have an entity of 10 zeisim, not of one kazayis, but of 10 zeisim, because by Bosor B'Chol we certainly say, according to all the shame, chticho nasis nevela, because this is the nature of the Yisrael of Bosor B'Chol. That's the essence of Bosor B'Chol. The Chol by itself originally was Heter, the Bosor by itself originally was Heter, and when the two were synthesized, by being cooked together, so that one gave a time in the other, it became the synthesis, became an entity of Bosor B'Chol. So the synthesis, what is the value and the size of the synthesis? 10 zeisim. So now there, when this chatiches bosor that absorbed the kazayis of B'Chol will be taken out from this part, and then it will fall into another part, so then in order that the touch of the other part should be muter, so it will require 60 times 10. 60 times that, in other words, 600 says, because we have the tesis size of 10 zizi. So we require 60 times that, not 60 times Volkazaris. The shita of the Rashbun is that this aloha of Tichanas Nedele is only shayach when they are outside of the cave. But as long as the synthesis is innate, inside the Deif Nakri, then the aloha of Tichanas Nedele does not take effect. So Nedele, the Rashbun said it comes. In the Dua Kamu Yisea, in Kav Chadosho, he brought a new spoon. So he bought a new spoon this morning. He bought a new spoon. He went to the hardware store. He bought a Kav Chadosho. Then, in that Kav Chadosho, he stirred hot milk in a pot. With that Kav Chadosho, he stirred hot milk in the cup, in that spoon. Hot milk. How much milk did he handle in that ladle? One kazais. So the maximum bria of cholov in that ladle is how much? One kazais? We don't know. We are sure that it wasn't the layer, the whole kazais of cholov. But we don't know whether one drop, 10 drops, 100 drops, 1,000 drops. So we consider the maximum. Since it handled a kazais of cholov, so that's the maximum bria. Even though we are sure that it wasn't the way of the whole kazais. But since we don't know, so we consider the maximum. So the maximum gliyeh that was nivra in the ladle, in the cup, is one kazais of cholov. Then, so we are assuming that this ladle absorbed the seyodim from the hakav, one kazais of cholov. Then, there was a pot with kosor in the fire. He took that ladle and he started to stir. That part. Now, there was a lot of gosso. There was a lot of gosso in the pot. Now, so now as a result of stirring the pot, or of stirring the ladle in the pot, and the ladle we are assuming the chumre has a glie or because I is a follow. How? So by stirring the French in the pot, so it absorbs minute particles of water too. How much? How many? I mean, a tenth of a kazais, a twentieth of a kazais, maybe half a kazais. Who knows? We don't know. So again, we have to consider the maximum. One thing we are sure, that if the total value of the labor is 10 zaysim, so it couldn't absorb more than the total volume of the car. So we have to consider that maximum. In other words, if the volume of the car, let's say, is 10, if the volume of the car is 10 zensin, so we know, we are sure, that it could not. Now, one kazais, we are cheshish lechumre, maybe it absorbed one kazais of cholov. So if it absorbed one kazais of cholov, so the maximum of gosso that it could have absorbed is another 9 zaysim. It couldn't absorb more than its own capacity. So in other words, even though in all probability it probably will not absorb to its full capacity, but we have to consider the maximum. So what is the maximum? The full capacity. If the volume of the whole ladle is 10 zaysim, so assuming that it already absorbed a kazais of cholov, so how much more can it absorb of the bosom? 9 more zaysim. So that is the maximum. So in such a case, so in your dua kamo isera kin kav chadosho oy shein vaseimo sheniyavo ubolo kazai solo vakach niyavo v'irosho boso. So in other words, so vakach niyavo v'irosho boso in tzorich elo samech livatil al kazai shebolo. So in other words, so in this case, if the Tapshel Shel Bosar has 60 Tzeisim, so then there is no problem. Because since it's a Kachadosho, so what is the maximum? What is the maximum that it could have absorbed? So that is the Kazayis of Cholot. So if there are 60 Tzeisim of Bosar, so assuming that it absorbed the Kazayis of Cholot in the car, so the melee, so melee to come back. Aber kachishonu vasyemo mishari vikulo. But suppose it's a kachishon, and a kachishonu, let's say, suppose you used it in the same day, you used it many times, so you don't know. If you use it only once, and the amount, the quantity of color that it handled was from Kazayis, so then we know that the cup has at most a bria of one Kazayis of color. But suppose you cooked color that you handled, hot color in that cup, let's say 20 times, so you don't know how much it absorbed. So we take the maximum. So then, so what is the maximum, the capacity, the volume of the cup? If the volume of the cup, let's say, is 10 Tzeisim, so then, and then, after using it 10 times, let's say, in the number of times, with color, and you don't know how many Tzeisim of color it absorbed, so you have to consider a maximum, maybe it absorbed to its full capacity. If the volume of the cup is 10 Tzeisim, so that's the maximum. Then you thrust it in a Kleishik Kepah, so then we require 60 times 10, if it's a Kachishon. 60 times 10. Now the Ramo said in that way, we are not going to be clear. In other words, maybe we should say that the metal itself becomes a Chtichan Yisore. In other words, so suppose you use a Kaf Hadosha, and you use it, and you handle in that cup Hadosho a Kazayis of Cholot. So then, that's the maximum, Kazayis of Cholot. Then you force it in the Fleishik Kepah. So if there are 60 Tzeisim in the Fleishik Kepah shield, so then it's Mutter. But why shouldn't we say that when you thrust, that when that cup absorbs the Kazayis of Cholot, let's say, 9 other Tzeisim of the metal, so the Kazayis of Cholot combined with the metal, so even the metal should become Chtichan Yisure. So we do not say Chtichan Asis Nevei Ligabi the metal or Ligabi the earth. This is what the Rambam says. The Amin Gabi Kli Chtichan Asis Nevei Afim Nira Bisa Avo Kaki Shono Ubasimo Mishalim Bechulo Yechol Mashibola Nasi Yisa Vyabino Kamibola. So in other words, if it's a kapishono, so then we have to consider the maximum, the whole capacity, the whole volume of the cup. If the volume of the cup is 10 Tzeisim, then we have to assume that perhaps, say, a 10 Tzeisim of Cholot, it absorbs 10 Tzeisim of Cholot. And if it's crossed in the Fleishik Kepah, So the Fleishik Kepah, the Tapshel of the Fleishik Kepah will only be Muter if there are 60 times 10 in the Fleishik Kepah. In other words, 600 exists. Otherwise, it will be awesome. But suppose the part has only 60 Tzeisim, so then, not 600 Tzeisim, then the Tapshel will be awesome. That's the Rashboshit. So the Rashboshit is that the Tichanas is the Bele takes place even while it's beserved exactly. Yesh mishem here, shegam bozu en tzorich ha yosamech, ribate la kazayi shebo. That's the Rambam shit. The Rambam shit is, when does the aloche of Tichanas is the Bele take effect, if it's visible. But if the Eichel is not visible, as long as the Eichel, the particles of the Eichel, are innate, are latent, inside the Deifen Akli, then the Aloche of Tichanas is the Mele does not take effect. So the Mele, even if it's a Kapishon, even if you can show, let's say, you use the 100 times in the same day the cup, and you have milk in it. Now we don't know how much milk was handled in that cup. So then he says, Rambam says that even if it's a cup you shot, let's say, suppose the cup was used for friendships many times. The cup was used for friendships many times. Let's say it was used many times the same day for friendships. So we don't know how many gzeisim of koso it was there. Then you put in one kazayis of cholok in that cup. So according to the first motion in the Mechaber, so kafi shono basim o mishalom kulo. In other words, if it's a kafi shono, a friendship a kafi shono. So we don't know how many xesim of boso was nivra. And then you use the eight, one kazayis of kulo in that kaf, so then mishalom kulo. So then we have to mishal the maximum, and if the total capacity of the cup is 10 zeisim, so if you used it many times for friendships, and then you use a kazayis of kolov in that cup, and then you thrust it in the friendship part again, so we need shishin negi, the whole capacity of the cup. That's according to the first one. In other words, if it's a kafishon, kafishon means that you used it many times for friendships, in the same day, within the 24 hours. So you use that, but then it's a kafishon. Because suppose you used it for friendships a week ago, 1,000 times, but for 24 hours you didn't use it for friendships, so then it's listed down with gum. Then it's considered like a kafadosh. So when is it considered a kafishon, or if it's a kafishon or basyeimo? In other words, if, let's say, you used it for friendships many, many times, the same day. So we don't know how many xeisim of boso it was going. So, and then you use that one kazayis of cholov. So then we have to consider the maximum. Perhaps it was to its full capacity. Now, since the full capacity of the calf is 10 xeisim, So anyway, we have to assume that in addition to the kazayis of kolov, it was the leia in the course of being used for boso many times, 9 zeisim of boso. So then it's 10 zeisim. Then it is thrust in the French Gepard. So then we require, according to the first motion, according to the Chief of the Rajbo, 60 times 10, 600 zeisim. But if he doesn't have 600 zeisim, then the tafsir is lost. Then the Ramban says, "Mishkishen here, shekam bozuin tzorei chalos samach levat lachazai shevola." That even if zikat ishon or basyemei, you use that in the same day 100 times for boso, and then you use the kazai sholof in the same tav, and then you thrust it before you get back again. So as long as the tafshil of the gdeira of the boso has 60 zeisim, so then it becomes bottle. And we do not say, but perhaps in the course of being used for friendships 100 times, maybe it absorbs 9 zeisim of boso. Then when you use the kazayis of kolov in the same ladle, so the kazayis of kolov combined with the 9 zeisim of boso, so the 10 zeisim became an entity of boso kolov. We do not say that according to Ramban. Because as long as it's latent inside the Deifen Akli, it doesn't become an entity of Basal Cholom. It cannot acquire the shape, the Halishem Basal Cholom, of Isa. Only when it's Nifla, when it's from the Deifen Akli, then it can become a Chticha of Basal Cholom, an entity of Basal Cholom. So the Melech, the Ramban says, Shegam Bazu, even if it's a Kafishon, a Freshike Kafishon, Basyevo, that means that on Sunday, it was used 100 times, 1,000 times it was used. It was used. A whole day, it was used for Freshik, the Kaf. So we don't know how much it absorbed. We are sure of one thing, that it did not absorb beyond its capacity. And then you use a kazayis of cholov in the same cup. So the Ramban, and after that, you thrust the cup into a frishke pot. So if in the frishke pot there are 6 tigzeisim, so then the tafra is mutar. Because even if the cup had absorbed 9 tigzeisim of bosom, and then it absorbed 1 kazayis of cholov. So that kazayis of cholov combined, in a latent state, it combined with 9 tzeisim of bosor, so together it was 8 tzeisim of bosor cholov. So even if that happened, it didn't become a chetz of bosor cholov. Because we do, the halacha of tichon asur does not take effect while it's in a latent state in the day of the tree. So when can the halacha of tichon asur mevela take effect? When it's nifla, so then you have 6 tzeisim. So we have 6 tzeisim against the kazayis of cholov. So the kazayis of cholov becomes bottle in the 6 tzeisim of the that is inside of Beilet. This is the Ramban. Now, of course, the Mechaber mentions it only in connection with Basal Cholov, not in connection with Shavuot. Because the Mechaber Shita is that Halacha of Tichon Asur Mevela doesn't apply to Shavuot. Mashenkin the Ramor, he passes like the Ram, that Halacha of Tichon Asur Mevela with the Rabbanon applies to Shavuot as well, so the two Mishenis in the Mechaber will have application to Shavuot also. Now let's say, suppose you have a cup, you have a cup kishon. You have a cup kishon of bosor or peta. A cup kishon of bosor or peta that was used in the same day 100 times for bosor. So we don't know how many zeisim of bosor it was belayah. But it might have absorbed to its capacity. Then it handled, that cup handled 1 kazayis of chayot. So according to the Rashboshi, now we are assuming that Tichon Asur Mevela applies to Shomson. So according to the Rashboshi, that the halacha of Tichon Asur Mevela applies even to Sehrit and Akli. So the Mevela, if you had a cup of Shomson of Bosom, of Heter, and it was used 100 times, we don't know how much Bosom of Heter it was Mevela. Then it handled 1 kazayis of chayot. So then according to the Rashbo, so we have to consider the maximum. Maybe that kazayis of chayot combined with the whole capacity, with the nine zeisim of bosor. So even the heretofore 9 zeisim of bosor became the heftzer of chayot, because inside the cup, even though it's in a latent state. So we have the Ichtichas Nivele of Chilet, Ichtichas Nisure of Chilet, of Tengzeis. Then you take this cup that possibly has a Briek of Ichtichas Nisure of Tengzeis, and you thrust it in the Frenchke part of Petea. So then the Frenchke part of Petea will become Mutea, according to Rashbo, only if you have 600 days. But she came according to Ramban Shite. So if the part of Petea will have, the French Kepah will have 6 tzeisim, it will also be. Now, I might have mentioned before, when I said Kapishono, that it was used many times for milchiks, but that was a slip of the tongue. I should have said Kapishono, it was used 100 times for places, and then it was used, we used one kazanis of color in that cup, and then it was forced again into a fleshy cup. So, according to the Rashba, we would require 60 times 10, and according to the Ramban, would require 60 times 1. V'asvor v'sheinu ikya, v'shinizboi alil g'abitikas holop sh'not lo alil. Like the Rashba. V'yei sheinu mechalkin, v'in ka'ap yoshin v'chodosh rank, v'in v'cheres v'shokin, v'eimrin, v'v'cheres v'yefshal v'hafrit, v'yisera v'yagole, אמרינון הוכה, אמרינון אקרינון אסיס מובילה, אבל לא יפשוקה, ביטי פוחי שלכם. Now this is the sheet of the Mordechai, and there are three פשוטים in the Mordechai. There is the sheet of the Ramoy in the Mordechai, there is the sheet of the Taz in the Mordechai, and there is the sheet of the Shach in the Mordechai. The most reasonable pshat in the Mordechai is the pshat of the Shach. Now, so I'll explain the pshat of the Shach in the Mordechai. That's the most reasonable. The other pshatim are very difficult, very strange. On a smaller level, it's very strange. But the Shach's pshat in the Mordechai is the most established pshat in the Mordechai. According to the Shach, the Mordechai says, it goes without saying that we do not say Chnechanas Nevela Megabei the metal itself, or Megabei the Cheres itself. That we don't say. How can we say that a piece of metal becomes a different metal? Let's say, suppose a cup that is made out of metal, or of earthenware, so yeah, and has a capacity, let's say of 10 cc, the cup. A metal cup has a capacity of 10 cc, and then it absorbs a kazayis of chelet. So how can we say that all the 10 zentzim of the metal become a chepzer nisuret, are considered as chelet? How is it? How is a chayach to say that a piece of metal which is not an echo becomes a chtichel nisuret? I mean, you can't eat metal, you can't eat earthenware. So that goes without saying. The Shach says that the Mordechai is made that we could not say in regard to the matras itself that it becomes a chdichan Yisrael, in regard to the cheres itself that becomes a chdichan Yisrael. But the Mordechai says, if a klimatras, a metal spoon that is a kapishon, that was used, let's say, for bosso, heker, 100 times, and then that metal handled, that cup matras that has a gear of an undetermined number of zensi or bosom in it, bolua in it, and then it handled one kazayis of chile. So in respect to matras, the Mordechai agrees with the sheet of the Ramban that we do not say Chtichenas as Neveire by the Lua. But when we say Chtichenas Neveire, when it's Neveire, Mashein came with an earthenware spoon. So, a coffee shop. So, it absorbed an undetermined number of Xensin. So, an undetermined number of zensim of boso, and then it handled one kazayis of chile. In view of the fact that the earthenware so cannot be deflected, because atevo yival becheres sheyeitze midei fileilo. So it's impossible to extract every mashu of blie of iser from the kashal cheres, from the kvicheres. So since it's the efshel to extract every particle of Bria Sincer from the Klicheres, so the Mele, when let's say, a certain number, an undetermined number of zeisim, X number of zeisim of basar inside the calf. If the X number of zeisim of basar combined with one kazayis of chile, so then we say chtichanasis levele, and the X plus one zeisim of eichel that is harmless inside the calf. By matres, you cannot say it's harmless, because there is a very simple way of extracting every matresa by dumping it in boiling water. So all the particles of Issa will come out, will be extracted. So that means if X number of zeisim of basar combined with one kazais of chile inside the calf, so that means there is an X plus one zeisim of chtichah v'yisure, harness perpetually inside the keilah. Since it's harnessed perpetually and it's impossible to take out the particles of Hisea, so mainly the whole combination of the X plus one zeisim of particles of Hisea harnessed inside the calf is considered as chtichah v'yisure. Masha'inkein, if you have a calf rishon of matres, so you used it for fleshiks, for meat, heter, 100 times. We don't know how many times. So an X number of zeisim is harnessed inside the calf of matres. Then you use a kazayis of chile in that calf. So then you have in the latent state X plus one zeisim. X plus one zeisim of chtichah v'yisure. Of chtichah v'yisure. So then we do not say that X plus one is a chtichah v'yisure, because after all, the X plus one zeisim of particles of eichel that are here are not harnessed inside. You can take them out. So even before you took them out, you won't mark them, so it's not considered as a chtichah v'yisure. So then we only require 60 times one kazayis. That's the pshat of the shaf in the mouth. The pshat of the taz in the mouth is the chumra, all the way in the chumra. Very strange pshat. So in other words, according to the shaf, so the Mordechai is a mekil as against the Rashba. In other words, the Mordechai is a mekil as against the Rashba. Vis-a-vis Kli Cheres, he agrees. Vis-a-vis Kli Cheres, he agrees with the Rashba. That we do say chtichanas is nevele legabi lua b'sechakli, but vis-a-vis Kli Matres, he agrees with the Rambam. That's the Shach's pshat in the Mordechai. Then the Shach's pshat in the Mordechai is that in regard to the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam, as whether legabi lua we say chtichanas is nevele or not, so the Mordechai agrees with the shit of the Rashba, that we say chtichanas nevele legabi bolua, whether it's a matres or it's a kohelis. So in the case of the kaf yishono, so then the Mordechai will be in the Rashba. Mordechai is machmir over the above the Rashba, because the Rashba says that if it's a kaf chadosho, shein the kaseimo, sheni abim bo kazalis cholo. Even the kaf chadosho happens to be a kaf shel cheres, so the Mordechai says, if the kaf happens to be a kaf shel cheres, then we say chtichanas is nevele, not only regabe bolua, but even regabe the cheres itself, the earthenware. The earthenware material itself, we say chtichanas nevele. So according to the task shot in the Mordechai, the Mordechai is saying, let's say, suppose you have a kaf chadosha. You have a kaf chadosha, and that kaf chadosha, so absorb one kazalis of chelik. So then we say nitzikaf shel cheles. So that kazalis of chelik is harvest inside the cheles. You can't take it out. Impossible to extract it. So it's already there for good. That kazalis of chelik is harvest perpetual. Inside the cup, we say a deeply a cup. So the melee and that kazalis of chelik is combined with the earthenware material. So the earthenware substance becomes a chikha de yisure. So then, if you thrust that kaf shel cheres, which is a kaf chadosha, which only absorbs one kazayis of cheres, but it has a capacity of 10 zaysim, so if you thrust it in a frenchike path, so then we require 60 times 10, according. That's the sheet of the path. So in other words, according to the Shach, so the Mordechai agrees with the Ramban and the Rashba that in regard to the substance itself, we do not say the Chassas is the Chassas is there. But the, according to the Shach's Pshat, so the Mordechai is more machmir than the Ramban and is less machmir than the Rashba. Whereas the Rashba holds that the Aloch of Tichanas Leveilah applies to Golua B'Seich anyway, and the Ramban holds that the Aloch of Tichanas Leveilah does not apply to a Golua in any case. So the Mordechai says that in a kaf Yishomo Basimo of a Klimatres, then he agrees with Rashba that by Golua we do not see Tichanas Neveilah, in as much as it's not harnessed perpetually inside of it, not we, because it's possible to remove every particle of Gliya from it. So even before it is removed, it is not Tichanas Neveilah. So in respect to Ikaf Yishono shall matres, the Mordechai agrees with the Ramban. In respect to a kaf yishono shel cheres, the Mordechai agrees with the Rashba according to the Taz. So in respect to the question as to whether we say we gabi bolua chtichanas nevele, so the Mordechai shite is like the Rashba, the day bikli matres, day bikli cheres, we say chtichanas nevele li gabi bolua, but the Mordechai goes much farther, and the Mordechai says that in a kli cheres, so we will also say chtichanas nevele ligabi the cheres itself, even though the cheres is not an echol. So the cheres itself, that is earthenware substance, becomes a chtichan yisoel. Why? Because it's harnessed there perpetually. Mashein came in regard to a kaf matres. So we do not say chtichanas is nevele ligabi the matres itself, because it's not harnessed in the matres. It can be taken out. Now, the shite of the Rambo is that in respect to it recharis, then we say, the Mordechai says, we say chtichanas is nevele, even ligabi recharis itself. But in respect to a bli matres, in view of the fact that the bli matres can be extracted and it's not harnessed perpetually inside the kere, so in respect to bli matres, not only that we do not apply the aloha of tichanas nevele regarding the matres itself, regarding the metal substance, but we do not even apply the aloha of tichanas nevele regarding the blue of Israel, the combination of Bosol that is Bolua together with Chelet inside the Wigman. So that's the Lashon of Rambam. So he says, V'yeshen l'chalki mikach yoshin l'chodosh, rak v'cheres l'shok v'yot, ken, v'inri, v'cheres l'yefcha l'hapki to Israel v'agole, al v'agole, amrimon haklinas v'yot, even the cheres substance becomes a chetzer yisur. So even in a kli chodosh, we would require 60 times the whole side value of the cup. Ad And the way Bishon Kehli sees it's not harmless perpetually inside, so then, not only that we don't apply the Aloha of Tichon Asrei when we got the metal itself, but even we got the Balua inside the Kehli, we don't apply the Aloha of Tichon Asrei, we take Rosh Lechonne, Vayin, Leil, Simon Tzadkes.